we left off in the previous year, just trying to understand the halacha, whether ultimately a nida is considered to be an erev or not. He said, most of the time it's an irrelevant shayla, because she's a sur anyway, it's an issakaris anyway, so my nafkamina whether she's an erev. So we dug up a discussion at the end of Hilchos Nida about whether we would potentially say nida is yehareg v'yavor. Now, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't discuss the case of deal with the nida, he discusses a much more toned down issue with the nida. Different kinds of what we call, chibuk nishuk, different kinds of touching, etc. So the Beis Yosef raised the red flag. The Beis Yosef said that maybe if you hold like the Rambam, that chibuk nishuk is also in the Torah, it should fall into the category of abizrayo de gilirayas, and as such, it should be herba yavor. And we pointed out at the very end of the shir that that's highly questionable. It's highly questionable on multiple levels. So the shach was the first to attack the Beis Yosef. The Shach said, nah, even according to the biggest machmir in this whole sugya, she just said Rambam, and the Rambam says that Chibuk Benishuk is their ice, and the Rambam is pretty befeirish. That's only refers to in Yonim Shel Chiba, and that Kirabos was Lashon Rambam. The doctor's taking his wife's pulse or something, or checking her breathing or something, so that's called Shalom Der Chiba. That would not be their ice, huh? Therefore, you can't apply Abizrayu to that, says the Shach. But it could be that Me'idach Gisa, you can also argue on the Beis Yosef, because if you remember, the Beis Yosef made that Shiloh, whether it's Yehovah Yavor, ultimately hinging upon the Rambam and the Ramban. That was the whole theory of the Beis Yosef. That according to the Rambam, that it's Deraisa, Yehovah Yavor. According to the Ramban, that's only the Rabbanon, that it's not Yehovah Yavor. So the Beis Yosef looked there and caught, in his mind, it was a mils de pshita ad ma'oid, that Abizrael does not apply to Derabbanans. It's not shayach to say such a wild, it's such a crazy thing that you have to give up your life for Derabbanans. Mamash doesn't make any sense. So the shach was like the entire thrust of that shach in Simukuf Tzadihei was, is that if you can somehow pin this on a Deraisa, then we can negotiate your Harba Yavar. If it's only a Derabbanan, then there's nothing to talk about. Therefore, in the end, the shach said, there's not nothing to talk about because there's no Deraisa here. But it was what the Beis Yosef said, that if it's only the Rabbanon, therefore there's no Yehovah Yavor, and the Shach saying if it's the Rabbanon, there's no Yehovah Yavor, that's like Chaykvel Yavor. That's like, no pun intended, that's like a double Parsha Adnoi, that if something is the Rabbanon, what Shach to say Yehovah Yavor? Well, Lechora, that assumption of both the Beis Yosef and the Shach, that the Rabbanons are not Shaykh to the Sugya of Yehovah Yavor, is a very, very difficult position to take. It appears correct conceptually, but textually in the Gemara, it seems very, very difficult. Because if you remember going all the way back to that sugya in Sanhedrin, the whole sugya that taught us about Abizrayu in the first place, the Gemara started out by saying that there was this guy, Helali Batina, this guy, Meshugan, and got himself all good and sick about this woman. And the doctor said he has to be Bola, and the Rabbanim said he can't, Yehovah Yavor. And then the doctor said, okay, let him just do other kinds of things, and the Rabbanim said no. And the Gemara said that Bishlam Lamadiyam Eshazish Aisa Nicha. That if the story was that she was an Ashes, I'm not even sure that was the case, but in terms of that version of the story that she was an Ashes ish, so then the whole story reads like a charm. Then I understand why it's Mamish Yehovah Yava Mika Mika Radin. You don't need any takonis, any Shloye Berosis or Pedusis Rabbayis, you don't need any Megdamilsis. The Gemara says, Pemoli, Ha Nicha Laman Diyom Ashes Ish Raisa Ha Nicha, then the whole story makes perfect sense. How did the Ramban read that Gemara? Rabbi said, the Ramban didn't say from mitzvahs. When the Ramban goes out against the Rambam and says it's not true, chibuk nishad ala maisel charod rabbanon, the only issa derais is be a mamish. So how did the Ramban read that Gemara? No one thought about that kasha. You read the Gemara in Sanhedrin. We spoke about it. I don't know if you read it, but we quoted the Gemara in Sanhedrin. I told you on Thursday the Ramban sheet is that all craves short of be a mamish charod rabbanon. How in the world did the Ramban make sense of that Gemara? So the Shach Taka says, from that Gemara is a raya that we don't pass like the Rambam. The Shach says, that Gemara is the raya brua shel atshuva that the Rambam's right. That chibuk v'nishuk of their eyes. Because if they would have been the Rabbana, it's lo oila l'das, they should be yehovah yavor. But the Mechilas Kovet, the Rambam did read the Gemara. The Rambam didn't forget the Gemara. The Gemara, Rambam knew that Gemara. The Rambam knew every Gemara. The Rambam knew everything. So the Rambam had this Gemara in front of his face. And he still writes an attack, a tirade against the Rambam. How can you say chibuk v'nishuk is their eyes? So, obviously, is Lichtin Ramban against the premise of the Beis Yosef and the Shach. Clear as day that the Ramban understood it's Shayach to have Yehovah Yavon and the Rabbanan. It's not crazy. It's not off the charts to say such a thing. So that's what the Goyim points out. The Goyim goes, Bera Gura, Yura Day says, it's obvious that the Ramban Gufa did not buy into this theory of the Beis Yosef and the Shach. That's Lo'ol Al Adas. But the Goyin doesn't explain what the Lomdus is. The Goyin just highlights textually. The Goyin just says, he's a Mar Mokmani Loch. I'm telling you, according to Rabban, it's Muchoch that the Rabban is a Harvey Yavar. But what's the Bir Hadover? L'chayr conceptually, the Bisayas from the Shacharai, how can he tell a guy to get killed because the Rabbanim doesn't make any sense? So what's the Bir Hadover? So there are two different approaches how to understand this Shittas and Ramban in light of the Goyin Zerchach from the Gemara. So one approach is part of an old story. We spoke about this several times in previous sugyas and in years gone by. There is a loaded question about what I take on Isurim D'Rabbanan is all about. Let's say, Lamashal, I move Muktzah on Shabbos. Am I Mechal Shabbos? I eat a chicken and cheese sandwich. Am I an Eichel Basa B'Cholof? What's my Shadar Rabbi Sainu? Okay, what's the Rabbanan? So what's my Shadar?
Is it a separate category or within the category?
So when Chachamim make an Issa D'Rabbanan, they say, don't move Muktzah. Minat Torah, the definition of Chil Shabbos is 39 Melachas, Abbas V'Toldos, and that's the Melachas D'Raisa. Then Chazal added on 5 trillion new Issurim D'Rabbanan. So what's the Gedra Adam? What's the nature of that day? Does that mean that Chazal are redefining what's been Chil Shabbos? That Chil Shabbos on a Torah level is only called X, Y, and Z. Now, when you move muktzah, when you leave your fire on without a blach, when you, some other derabbanan, whatever they are, you write with your left hand, you carry something, whatever you do, all the acts that the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, 157 blad, and Masechah Shabbos, that's there, also midderabbanan, those are labeled as acts of chilul Shabbos, of a midderabbanan. That means Chazal of the koyach to extend the definition, this is called the ma'isif in chilul Shabbos. What do I say to Mapitom? The Chum are not in the business of creating Chil Shabbos. Chil Shabbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mekadosh HaShem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares what's been Chil Shabbos. There's a new Isser out there called, you have to listen to the Chachamim. So if a person doesn't follow the Dinim D'Rabbanan, so he's in violation of not following the Dinim D'Rabbanan. But conceptually, there's no difference between a person who moves Muktzah, and a person who eats Bishal Akum, and a person who eats Chametz in the Shashishas, and a person who eats chicken and cheese sandwich together. It's not that this guy violated Chametz and Yenim violated Shabbos and Yishmenim violated Basa B'Cholom. No. There's one new Issa called Mitzvah Shmadiv Chachamim. There's one Issa called Losasa, whatever Losasa means, whatever that is, a detailed question. So, L'chora, that's the Nekudas HaMachlokes here between the Beis Yosef and the Shach on the one hand against the Goyin's Raya and the Ramban on the other hand. The Beis Yosef and the Shach is lit there in cup in their mind with such a dava poshut that you can't be a Harva Yava. Why? Harva Yava was said on Avodah Zarah, Gilirayis, and Shvichas Damim. It was nischadish to us that even if it's not the Isser Mamish of Avodah Zarah, but it's in the Parsha of Avodah Zarah, that's also Harva Yava. It's in the Parsha of Shvichas Damim, it's in the Parsha of Gilirayis, that is also Harva Yava. So is an Isser Rabbanim in the Parsha of Bechlal? So if you hold that Isurim D'Rabbanan, what we call in Lomdus, Isurim Pratiyim, this is called the Shtik of Edizar. This is called the Shtik Gilirais. It's called the Shtik Shvichas Damim. So then one can argue that Din D'Rabbanan now is Bechayiv me, Limsa Nafshi Alav. Because for me to violate in a Gilirais D'Rabbanan is called an act of Gilirais. Albeit with D'Rabbanan, but it's still Teifis out of the shame from Gilirais. But if you hold it, this is not Gilirais. It's not Gilirais with the Rabbanan. There's no such thing as Gilirais with the Rabbanan. Gilirais is Deraisa. The fact that Chazal made an Isra of Chibuf, Nishuk, and Shah Kravis, according to the Ramban, that's like eating Bishal Akum. There's no fundamental difference in eating an egg cooked by a goy and violating Muktzah, and violating Chametz Bishashishas, and violating Chibuf, Nishuk, according to the Ramban. Those are all violations of an Isra of the Rabbanan. Guess what? That mitzvah, and that Isra to follow the rabbis, that was not Yehor Vayamah. It's Nishka Vedizar, Nishki Shvichdam, Nishki Lirayis. So l'chora, that's the Bir Hadover. That's the simplest pshat in the sugya. That if you read this Ramban, the Gra is 100% right. He has a Raya Bruf from the Ramban that Isurim D'Rabbanan are Yehor V'Yavar. It must be, the reason is because Isurim D'Rabbanan are the Tfasim as Isurim Pratiyim. It becomes part of the parish, part of the sugya of Gilirayis proper. That's the Pash Sitva. So any Pesachim guys around from 2 years ago? Anyone want to refute what I just said? This is like conventionalism. You know, in the yeshivas, when you read when you learn this Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs, and you realize the Gra's observation of the Gemara in the end of the Eighth Perek of Sanhedrin, you put those two pieces together, then you realize right away, this is the Bir Adov. This is the Lomdus Shemahalach in the Ramban. And maybe Lomdus, but it's probably not correct. Why is it probably not correct? What's wrong with it? This is not reflective of the Shittas Ramban in general, in the Shaila. Because there is a Machlokes, the Ramban, the Ramban, very famous Machlokes, Ramban, the Ramban, about the following Shaila. There's a sugya in the Yad Masechet Sanhedrin about a Zokin Mamre, based on Psukhim Pasha Shoftim. Beis Din Gadol gives a psak. And one of the great Tamil Chachamim of the generation wants to disagree with the psak. And he says, no, I don't follow the psak of the Beis Din Gadol. I'm running my own religion over here. I'm going to do things the way I want to do it. So if he's Meir Lecheir, if he goes ahead and he paskins Shilas based on his psach against the Beis Din Gadol, it's Chayv Miso. So the Gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin, he's not Chayv Miso all the time. Let's say they had a machlokes between the Beis Din Gadol and Zochar Marav Erechos Yalav Yavo. He said you got to repeat for Yalav Yavo, and he said you don't have to repeat. So that's not enough of a nissa that's going to get you Chayv Miso's Beis Din. So in order for it to be Chayv Miso's Beis Din, it has to be a Dovah Shechayav and Azdeine Chorus. It has to be Nisa Chorus. Keep all the dover lamishpa dover dover. A whole drasha the Gemara has in a few places. It's got to be a dover shechayav and love chorus. So the Rambam in Huchas Mamrim, when he quotes this din, it has to be a dover shechayav and love chorus. So the Rambam says it has to be an iser that shechayav and love chorus, not the foil mamish, not that this particular machlokes would be an expression of an iser chorus. It has to be an area of halacha that's labeled in the category for nisa koris. It has to be a type of nisa that's chal on in the shame nisa koris, even though the particulars of this violation are takanat koris. But it has to be a dova sheishbo koris. L'moshel, says the Rambam. Let's say there's Zochei Mamre and the Beis Din HaGadol will have a fight about eating chametz at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Erev Pesach. Everybody agrees that eating chametz at 3 o'clock in the afternoon is not nisa koris. You're not chayav koris for that. But it's chametz. It's a chametz to kishayla. If you would have a machlokes about eating chametz on the third day Chol HaMoed, so the Zochei Mamre would say chametz that wouldn't even be Zochei Mamre because that's zilkar be'rav. The Gemara says it. The pasuk says befeirush one thing. That's not a Zochei Mamre. You would have a machlokes about whether this particular item is chametz or not. Let's say the Beis Din HaGadol would paskin that that kinwa is not the chametz. And he would, the Zohar Baram would say, no, I did my research, I think the kinwa is chametz. I didn't say kinwa, it's mamish chametz. It's chametz going with the kinwa and Pesach. So the din is that the Zohar Mamre is chayav, bein if he's the macha, bein he's the mekel. Even though he's misrepresenting the Torah. Sometimes people think, oh, he's only a Zohar Mamre because he's coming to be mezalzel, he's coming to be mekel against the rabbis. No, if he's being more macha than the rabbis, he's also a Zohar Mamre. The Torah says, chamesh is bin adog. I mean, this Peshugana says that it's a plus kinwa. So that's a Zohar Mamre also. So that everybody agrees to. If he has a fight about kinwa and Pesach. But let's say the Zochei Mamre has a much more subtle machlokes. He says that on Erev Pesach, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're allowed to eat chametz. And we happen to the Beis Din HaGadol says that you're not allowed to eat chametz. Even if you differ at Beis Din HaGadol, it's not a chorus. Shiviz Yom Ksiv. It's only a lav. At worst it is a lav in the Torah. So the Rambam says that's also called a Dov Sheyesh B'Chorus. Why? Because chametz is a chorus to Kisser. So it doesn't matter that the particular application of the shayla happens to be derabon, happens to be no kares. That doesn't matter, since chametz is the cheftza for chametz. Machlekes baruchos chametz is called the davar sheyesh ba kares. That's a famous sheet in the Rambam. Then the Rambam goes one step further. Rambam writes, what if the Zochei Mamre and the Beis Din HaGadol are slugging it out about chametz in the sixth hour, an hour before chatzos? So the Gemara says that's for sure not their isa. Nobody says that's their isa. The worst that could be is a derabbanan. So the Beis Din HaGadol paskined you can't have chametz in the shoshishis. So the Zochei Mamre says I think you can have chametz in the shoshishis. So the Rambam says that's also called the Zochei Mamre. Why? Why is the Zochei Mamre? There's no ramifications, no consequence of chametz. What's the answer? It's still called a what? It's still called a nisur. Chometz, they're fighting about it. It's a chometz. A dover sheyesh b'koris. Dover sheyesh b'koris, the Rambam is watered down. Doesn't mean that the particular application is koris. It means it's a category. It's an area of halacha that carries with the koris. So the Rambam made two leaps of faith. He jumped from the kinwa shayla chalamoy, which was mamish chometz. The chometz was in shayla of koris mamish. Then he jumped from there to chometz at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then he jumped from there to chometz at 11 o'clock in the morning. So the Rambam says all three of the above are subject to the din of Zochei Mamre. And the Ramban shrais chayv v'kayim against the Rambam. The Ramban says, what kind of Zochei Mamre is that? What's for Zochei Mamre? That's a dovah sheyesh b'koris. It's only a derabbanan. What kind of koris is that? was, what's the Bir Adavar? What's the Nechudas HaMachlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban? Why is the Rambam convinced that this is called the Dovah She'esh Bekoris, and the Ramban says it's Dovah She'ein Bekoris? So Rebbe Elchanan quotes in the name of Reb Chaim that the answer is very simple, that this is good for the Nechudas HaMachlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. That the Rambam understood that the Issa de Rabbanan of Chometz is a Chometz to Kishayla, because the Surim de Rabbanan become included in Isurim Pratiyim. It's called the Issa Chometz, it's Chalon and Shem Issa Chometz. And the Ramban says, the Ramban says that in Issa de Rabbanan, Vosvayas a Chorus. There's no Chorus, that's no Shaychas to Chometz de Raisa. The Ramban could be minded to the Rambam by Chometz at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's a deraisa de kishayla, even though it's only a lav, not kares. That can be Zochet Mamrin territory. But to make your Zochet Mamrin for Chometz at 11 o'clock in the morning, that's a derabbanan. That's like having a Zochet Mamrin on Bishalakum. It's like having a Zochet Mamrin on something which is Bechalon and Nisa Kares. So says Reb Chaim, that's good for the Nekunas of Bechalon's Ram and the Ramban. According to that Reb Chaim, then you have to go back to the Suginav Abizrayu and say it doesn't work out properly. It doesn't read right. Because the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs, who's the biggest anti-Zokin Mamre for the Rabbanans, because he believes that the Rabbanans are not part of the Issa Torah itself. They're Issa Mifneyatz, but they're Issa Kloli, not Issa Prati. According to the Ramban, so then how in the world could you be Chayef for, how could you be Chayef to be Meis and Avshay? How could you turn around the same breath and say it's Abizrayu, Chibuk Venisha, because Abizrayu of Gidei Arayus? So it's a Stira Galuya from the Ramban's sheet about Zochin Mamre and Chometz Drabbanan to the Ramban sheet about Yerva Yavor on Chibuk Vinishuk. Right, that's partial. Right, that's the obvious contradiction. So the answer to that question is also obvious, that we had the wrong beer in the Ramban. But the reason why the Ramban holds that Yisurim Drabbanan or Yerva Yavor is nothing to do with this Chakir Bichlal, zero to do with this Chakir. We have to go back to the ABCs. Why is there a din of Am Yisrael altogether? What's the nature of that din of Abizrayim? What kind of loch is that? Abizrayim. I'm on the Gemara. The Gemara says, Abizrayim, Abizrayim, the Gilei Arayis, therefore it's Yehorba Yavor. But the Maitz is not Gilei Arayis. It's Abizrayim, it's ashes, it's the dust. Like dust in the wind. What does it do with anything? Why is that called Yehorba Yavor? So there is a Gemara. This is all just Shiraim of just, this is on my mind on Thursday. I didn't finish it, so we're going to get to the punchline in a few minutes from now. Don't hang in there. I know Yom Kippur's on Tuesday night. I got it. Don't worry about it. So there is a Gemara in Psachim in the second parak, but the Gemara tells us that if a guy is deathly ill, he's a chelish yesh b'sakana, and he wants to use atze ashera, wood from an ashera tree, to heal himself, Gemara says you're not allowed to do that. That's called Yehar V'Yavar. So I should take the first thing about Pesachim. That Pechomis Rabim Chutz Me'atzei Asherah, Yehar V'Yavar, Chon Afshach Ksiv. So Taisus on the spot has a kash. Taisus says, what is this guy doing with Atzei Asherah exactly? Can someone please tell me what's the prescription with the Atzei Asherah? So Taisus has two options. Taisus says either the guy's very cold, the guy's got pneumonia, he's freezing, and he doesn't warm up the house, he's going to get sick, he's going to die, or he may die from the cold. So he wants to just use the Atzei Asherah to heat up the house. So Taisus says, I don't think that's Yehar V'Yavar. What's the terribleness of using Atzei Asherah to heat up your house? You're being nenemi avet ezor, the heat up yach mumre chayram, losav v'sav v'sechah, so this is the rice to be nenemi avet ezor. Okay, says Taisus, but that's not avet ezor. I'm not bowing down to the wood. I don't believe in the wood. Said, all I'm doing is warming up a house. I'm doing it as a derais, okay, but Yisurim derais, I'm mutar. It's a chedesh sheish per sakona. So Tosfos says he doesn't think that's the pshat in the Gemara. So what is pshat in the Gemara? So says Tosfos, pshat in the Gemara is like this. The guy is deathly ill. It's not cold. It's not very warm outside. It's beautifully warm, toasty in his house. So what is he using Atzei Asherah for? Because he saw online that there's a mashugan or a medicine man somewhere, a voodoo guy, who tells you that if you hold on to Atzei Asherah and you say a couple of incantations with it or something, it'll heal all your world's problems. So the guy says, listen, I don't really believe this is going to work. But you know what? We'll give it a try. So al zeh ne'emar b'chol mishrab chutz mi'atzei asherah. What's pshat? So Taka, why is it also? What avera did he do? He gave it a try. What was the avera?
Which action did he do to the asherah?
He took the Atzei Asherah tree And the voodoo man told him, you have to look at it and smell it, and you know, I don't know what he did.
What if he had to bow to it?
Who said he bowed to it? Who's bowing down? He said, you got to use it, whatever the voodoo man said. So what's the arvaya? What did he do wrong? So I'm a sugar. A lot of people are sugar. Why? What's the arvaya?
If he gets better, then he's
going to
think.
Yeah, so Taisa says, because it may work. It may not really work. It's like most things, like all these, you know, all the nonsensical, you know, medicines that people take. So just to feed the statistics, most people get better by themselves anyway. So what happens? His back hurts. So he goes to some guy, and the guy gives him a whole regimen of stuff to do. And then he feels better a week later, so he's convinced that the regimen had zero connection, no correlation, living a dead between. But so and then he believes, and then he goes to the person back in. It's a whole field out there. So comes Tyson and says, so if you go to somebody who's not an Ovid of a Zara, so the worst, it'll cost you a lot of money. But here, if it actually, quote unquote, work, not really works, but if Lafi Dvarecha, but coincidentally, you actually feel better, so then you're going to start to believe in this of a Zara. And next thing you know, you're going to bow down. And then when the voodoo man comes next week and says, okay, you see it works, now come to my temple and bow down to my of a Zara, you're going to go along because the guy's right, it worked. Tyson says, that's the Harva Yama. So the thesis is mechudesh shem mechudosh in this thesis. There's a double chiddush in this thesis. There's a chiddush of what thesis didn't want to say pshat in the Gemara. There's a chiddush of what thesis did say pshat in the Gemara. What's the double chiddush of thesis? What was wrong with the first pshat? The pshat that thesis rejected. That it's cold in the house and he wants to heat himself up and he's in violation of what? No? Of what? The Sofi Sofi said he's violating the enemy of Edizara. What was wrong with that pshat? That's it. It's a deraisa. What was wrong with that pshat? Taisus held that what? That's not called what? That's not called Abizrai of Verizora. What do you mean it's not called Abizrai? It's a Verizora. What's the answer? That's not called Abizrai. But what is called Abizrai? The guy who does something which is objectively okay, but it's going to have negative consequences down the line. Does is Abizrai. What do you see from the two mahalchim and taisa, the two double whammy chiddush of taisa? What do you see? The pshat taisa didn't want to say, and the pshat taisa did say. What's called abizrael according to taisa? Abizrael doesn't mean that you're doing something that smells of, has a smack, has traces of an aveira. It's not what you're doing by shiur sham that's so important. What's the problem of abizrael? Abizrael is alshem hawat, alshem ha'osid. The reason why the Torah puts the brakes on it and says you have to give up your life because that Kaddish Baruch was saying, I'm telling, like the Ben Sarah Meir, I'm telling you this is what's going to happen. If you use these trees in some supernatural, some hocus pocus, you know, medicine man way, voodoo way, you're going to become an Eved of an Azara. So we're going to stop it. And I feel Nedel Zashka, don't do anything that's going to lead you to the Eved of an Mamish. Masha Ein Kein, twice as held, if it's cold in the house, and I heat up my house using Atzi Asher. I'm going to go to the temple next week. I'm going to go to the temple next week. Next week I'll buy a heater. I'm going to go to the temple. What's the correlation living and dead between the fact that the wood helped heat up my house? I'm going to go believe in the Vodazara. Even though the using the heat was in the Sagoma Minatari, it was a law of Yechai Malkus. Whereas the doing the voodoo stuff wasn't really Asur. But Tosis is learning that Abizrai is not something which is Nikra Hashem HaHoyivetz. Nikra Hashem HaOsid. That's the nature of the din for Abizrai. You know the Bar Pluktan says, the Chedush Yeran. Chedush Yeran in Pesachim says, you know what the emes of Shah in the Gemara is? You know what it means? Bechomis Rabbi Chutz Minatzi Asherah? To use it for the thermostat, to use it to heat up the house. You know why? Because Dost is Abizrael. How did the Chedush Yeran understand Abizrael? Abizrael means it's part of the parasha. It's in the parasha of Abizrael. Hashem Osir, what's going to happen in the future? I don't know. I'm not a Novi. I don't know what's going to happen in the future. So there's a major machlekes Taisa Chedush Yeran. What is the Gedda Dova? What's the whole essence? This parasha of Abizrael. How do we know there's a din of Abizrael? What was the original Gemara that taught us about Abizrael? The Gemara what? The Gemara in Sanhedrin said that the Beis Din Paskin, the Chum said the guy can't do other kind of funny things. Why? That's Abizrael of Gilead Arias. According to Tosfos, how do you mind it whether it's Abizrael? Not on shame that it's Osir right now. It doesn't really matter what it's Osir right now. It's going to lead. Even according to the Rabban, who says that Chibuk V'Nishuk is not Osir min HaTorah, it's still going to lead. It's still going to lead down to the next step. So the Ramban happens to hold that it's taka not osi. You can't give a guy malchus for it because the mice didn't do the aver yet. But to say it's not going to lead, of course it's going to lead according to Ramban. But Ramban's tev is different. Of course it's going to lead l'fiyah Ramban. So according to the Ramban, it's Abizrayu, not because it's awesome at the Rabbanon. It's not that Isurim Durabbanon create Abizrayu. There's no such thing called Isurim Durabbanon create Abizrayu. Because the Ramban is the Shitosoi Bezokin Mamre, who holds that Isurim Durabbanon are not part of that Isur anyway. So it's not Shech, it's not Eilal Adas that Isurim Durabbanon can create Abizrayu. What creates Abizrayu is the leading. That's the problem. If you do X, it's going to lead day Y. That therein lies your problem. That's what's called Abizrayu. So everything is Abu Kamiyah and B'Shalom. That which the Beis Yosef and the Shach were chikla the Eish Lahova, that only the Raisas create Abizrayu and not the Rabbanans, they were looking at Abizrayu through what lens? How were they viewing Abizrayu? Like the Chedush Yerayim's kind of Abizrayu, that it has to be part of the Parsha, and they were both assuming that the Rabbanans are not really part of the Parsha, and therefore it's Lo'ol HaLadas that there should be Yehar V'Yav on the Rabbanans. Whereas the Goyin, who is Medayek from the Ramban's version, reading of the Gemara and Sanhedrin, no, even somebody that's not their Raisa creates Abizrael. Not because it's the Rabbanan, but because it's Oymid Lekach Talit, the day of Eira. That's looking at Abizrael through the eyes of Tosis. So there's a running Machlekes, Tosis Chedushiran, Masechet Pesachim, which is translating into a Machlekes, the Ramban and the Ramban, and the Beis Yosef, and the Shach, and the Goyin, all tucked away in Yerodei and Dissim. This is all Mamash Shirayim. But Atam Sadvarim for us, Rabbi Yisrael, Yaitzim Advarim, what is clear as day on this entire page in Shulchan Aruch? Nobody in Shulchan Aruch raises a red flag in this discussion and says, wait a second, why is this Yehar V'Yavor? It's only what? It's only what? It's only an Isser of what? She's only a what? She's only a Nida. How come nobody says that? Not the Bisayisif, not the Shach, not the Goyin, not the Ramah. Not the Taz, not the Biz. Nobody on the page says, hey, wait a second, time out, stop. Stop the game. Why are we discussing the Pratim of Abizrayu? This is not even Gilui Raisa in the first place. What do you see from everybody on the page in Shulchan Aruch? They were all assuming is a Milsa de Pshita what?
She is a Nerva.
She is a Nerva, which is exactly what the Rambam said in Chazishas, which is exactly like what who didn't say? Rabbi Natan and Tezer Rosh. So Rabbi Sai, the way Tezus and Tezer Rush have been the Tam's whole theory of where did they get their Shita from? Gittin where? We're learning Gittin Dabez Abez, right? The way Rabbi Tam and the Tezer Rush read Gittin Dabez Abez, the Maskonis Hadvarim is that Anida is Taka not an Erva. Because if Anida would be an Erva, it would be impossible to understand what piece of information, what halacha would make no sense. How could it Echon be from Anida? It should be a Dabez, it should be Erva. So that which Taisus and the Rabbeinu Tam and the Taisa Rosh, both the Gittin and Yavamas, said with absolute conviction and certainty that Anida is Takadat and Erva. That was the Havamina, that was the wild Havamina in the Beis of Beis before we turned the page. We didn't even turn the page yet. But the bottom line, according to all the Balei Taisus, is that Anida is not an Erva. So we pointed out, oh, by the way, just for you know your own curiosity, the Rambam disagrees. Not only does the Rambam disagree, the entire Mahalach HaShulchan Aruch is the Ikvas HaRambam. Nobody raises that objection. What are we wasting our time talking about Abizrayu? Forget Abizrayu. She's not an Erva in the first place. So again, in Shulchan Aruch, somehow the Rambam Shita has become popular. Then you have to iron out the details of Abizrayu. But nobody in Shulchan Aruch points out this basic aura that who says she's an Erva in the first place. So that was the Shirayim of Thursday Shia. But basically, let's move on a little bit. Back to getting the base of a base. Remember, the Ramban was the last one to be bothered with this. The Rambam was the last one to be bothered with this kasha. I mean, a lot of people couldn't have cared less about this kasha, right? It was Tosis was the one who made up the mokum, so they got an answer for their mokum that they made up. So basically, this chiddush of Tosis on the Beis Mabeis, I mean, Tom's big, big, grandiose breakthrough in Asugya, that Nida's not an erva. We're trying to understand conceptually why that is true. What is it? What characteristic about Nida makes it not an Erva? So we referenced the Taisa and the Taisa Rosh and Yevamos the Beis Mabeis, where the Taisa Rosh had actually two different reasons. One was because Asur LaKol, and we explained because even though presumably that's more Chamer, but in reality, it's not a question of more or less. it's a way, it's a marker to see, is this Gidei Arayis? Gidei Arayis, by definition, means Asur Lazeh Mutar Asur Lazeh. And then there's Rosh Hashanah, for good luck, also, it's a revolving door, Kavan Yisra. Here today, gone tomorrow, here today, gone tomorrow. That doesn't sound like Yichas Arayis to us. So I want to go with the first Mahalach, probably the more popular Mahalach. That notion of Asur Lazeh Mutar Asur Lazeh. That Rabbeinu Tam is sticking that into the very basic definition of Gilui Arayis. Like when you get to Mincha and Yom Kippur and you hear the Balkeis and Zayt Ish Ish Kosher Ola Sigvul Galus Erva, so according to Rabbeinu Tam, litting those words means Asur Lazeh Mutar Asur Lazeh. L'chora, this discussion that Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam are finding about Nida should have other applications in other cases as well. There should be other potential ramifications of this machlokes. If I use enough creativity, I could probably find another case of somebody who is asur lakol and yet seems to have the other conditions of arayas, seems to meet the criteria of arayas, which is asur lakol. So any and every case that I find that's going to be asur lakol is going to sneak in between the machlokes, the Rambam, and Rabbeinu Tam. So the easiest application is needed. That's like the most beforish in the Pesukim. But with a little creativity, you could probably find one or two more. So we're going to try to invoke some creativity. You know what I'm looking for? I'm searching for a Surah Lakol with all the trimmings and trappings of Kares and Yisabiyah within Yisakares, Parashat Kares, that kind of a model that according to the Rambam suffices, according to the Rabbeinu Tam falls short. So that's what I'm looking for. So I'm going to find it in the most bizarre of scenarios. I don't know if anyone got a chance to see that Shulta Gibarim in the bottom of the Mordechai that wasn't printed out. Okay. So here's the story. Okay. A real live story. It happened more than once in the Middle Ages. Don't forget, in the Middle Ages, Chalitza was much, much, much more prevalent than it is today for a very simple reason. Yeah, the lifespan was like maybe 30 in the Middle Ages. You know, that was like the average lifespan. So people were dying right and left. And, you know, if a guy gets married and he dies, you know, because he got the bronchitis and he got pneumonia and he dies. So, you know, it was a different world. Okay? So he had a lot more chalitza issues. There was another very, very strange, terrible, you know, phenomenon that exists in the Jewish community in the Middle Ages, is that there were a lot of persecutions, there were a lot of, you know, forced conversions, and you had situations where you could have Reuven, who's a tzaddik yisod olam, his wife's a tzaddikah, she's a Beis Yaakov girl, she's saying tilim all day, Rachel, and Reuven's brother is what? He's the galach, he's the priest now, he's the galach, he's the pope. I mean, you could have any crazy situation. He's never practicing another religion. So it happened more than once that Reuven's married to Rachel, she's from Ever and Shemitah Mitzvahs, Nebuch, he dies young, without any children. And Rachel falls for Yibum / Chalitza to who?
Pope.
Whatever, okay, we'll. To Shimon. He used to be Shimon. What's his name now?
Simeon.
We'll call him John now, okay? Right, so falls to John. So he's a galach. But she can't marry. He needs Yimma Chalitza. So we really, really nicely go to him and we say, we'd like to ask your favor, please. Could you please come to the Beis Din and do Chalitza? He's going to go do Chalitza for you. Yeah. Tell me about it. Okay, many of the Mishumadim were not exactly big fans of the Jewish community. Last thing he wants to get is go do us a favor for, maybe the price is right, but he's not interested in doing any Chalitza. This poor girl, she's 18 years old. She's in Aguna for the rest of her life. This Shaila happened more than once. So, there are a whole array of different shitas in the Ga'inim and the Rishainim to try to finagle, to figure out an Eitzah, Kunz, to somehow be mad to this woman. And they were all, every solution was problematic. Everyone had a lot of issues. It was very, very unclear if there is a solution. Not every problem had a solution, but this is not a serious issue. So one of the Gedolei HaRishonim, Rabbi Avram, his name was Rabbi Avram HaGadol, He was known sometimes Rabbi Avraham HaGadol, sometimes Rabbi Avraham Meregensburg. Meregensburg was a city in Germany. So one of that period of the Bali Atesis. He's quoted the Shulta Gibra and the Bala Mordechai Yevamos, who came up with perhaps the most creative of solutions to this topic. Avraham HaGadol invoked the Mishnah on the Beis Masechet Yevamos, the Mishnah we spoke about last week. Remember, whenever there's a relationship between the Yavam and the Yavama, between the brother who's alive and the woman, the Amana, whenever there's a relationship of Arayas, what's the din? So then there's no Yivam. There's no Zika, there's no Yivam, the Chalitz, call it Enel, Yivam, Enel, the Chalitz. First Mishnah Sechus, right? If a person's daughter, a person's sister, a person's sister, well, any of these kinds of people fall to you for Yivam, there's no such thing as no Nefil Yivam, there's no Zika, there's no Yivam, the Chalitz, and the woman goes off scot-free. Says Rabbi Rama Gordel, it's near Lalema the following. Rachel falls to John. Let's play out the horrific scenario. They're going to go get married. They're going to have Yibum together. Is that mutter? Is Rachel allowed to go and live with John? John's a mumar. He's a practicing apostate. He's a practicing another religion. So she's allowed to go ahead and be together and live a life ish for ishtay with John? Somehow it doesn't sound like it's good shidduch, right? Can somebody please pinpoint the problem? Name me the halachic problem if I'm marrying John. Because they're coming from different cultures. I mean, she's more yeshivish than him. That's the problem. That's not going to pat you from Yibum. Sorry.
So she'll
eat in the restaurant. I want to know, from a very pure halachic point of view, I'm watching Mr. and Mrs. John and Rachel. So she's sitting in the corner saying a tehillim, and he's saying other things. I want to know, name me the isser when the two of them are together. It doesn't sound like this is a good shidduch. Shouldn't be a match.
Could it be that since he's a mummer, he's not considered Jewish altogether?
But so you're going down a whole nother route. There was one day in Regainim that said such. That's Rav Gadol wasn't not that creative. He's Jewish. Yisrael HaPishchat Yisrael.
You won't follow the laws of Nida?
No. Okay. So she won't follow the laws of Nida, so. Remember, Nida doesn't pati from Yibam. Remember that? We spoke about that base. So what is... I'm looking for a halachic category. You guys are telling me mushy-wushy stuff. I want a halachic category.
Maybe.
Could you
have Israel
for
the Zara? Because she's
going to
end up...
Sorry, but Zara is a very bad thing. But what does that have to do with Yivamus?
Won't get shared.
Well, I mean, these are all may all be true, but these are all irrelevant. You guys are talking too mushy, washy. Come on, I want something real hardcore litvish. I want to hear. Come on. I didn't mean that. Yes, that's mechuba. Nobody was standing on the foot of Har Sinai and heard the halacha Moshe Sinai that was pronounced. Who are you? What happened? Pinchas sees Gavalt, he sees. Zimri ben Salom, ben Mizana with Cosby Bastur. And he says, Meshi Rabbeinu, what do we do? Hey, my boy, can Pesach on my head? So what does Pinchas say to Moshe Rabbeinu? Kvali Maratana Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, you taught us when you came down from Har Sinai. That's a lashon. What did you teach us? Habayil Aramis, what? Kanan Pagan boy. So in Drush, they say, where did Moshe Rabbeinu say this on his way down from Har Sinai? That's the first thing he came down from Har Sinai. He said, Habayil Aramis, Kanan Pagan. That's lashon Gemar. When he broke the luchos, why did he break the luchos? What were Klai Yisrael doing? Bala Ramas Avodah Zarah is like they were married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they're going together with a goya, with an ego, with an Avodah Zarah. So Kanai Poygim by Moshe Rabbeinu took the law into his own hands. He breaks the luchos and people who are of the Avodah Zarah had to be killed. So that's Derech Drush. We're back to Halach. So be read it up in a horror. Bala Ramas Kanai Poygim by. What does that mean? It's a din. It's a halacha, the deiris. That Hagbal Aram is Kenon Pogim Boy. What does that mean? That means the person who's in violation of this Isser Bal Aramis is quote unquote what? Chayev what? Chamisa. I mean, basically, it's not the Misa's bathed in with all the trimmings of, you know, Apishtai Medim Yochum Dovo with the Jewish Mechakiru with 23 Dayanim, all that. It's a different kind of a Chi of Misa, but it's a Chimisa. It's Amen Alech Hashem Chimisa. Right? But don't forget, right? So far, so good. It's a Chi of Misa. So a person who's a Baila Ramis, Farhesia, everyone knows about this, have to be literally Farhesia, everyone knows about it. A Baila Ramis, Farhesia, is in violation of an Issa Bia. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, obviously it's an Issa Deraisi, generally not Chaimisa for Yisurim Derabbanan. Obviously the Torah is saying Baal Aramis for Hesia is an Issa Deraisa. It's an Issa Bia with what? With an Issa Misa, with a Chia Misa attached to it. Again, a different kind of Chia Misa, but a Chia Misa nonetheless. So comes Rabbi Avraham Gadol and makes a few assumptions. A boil aramis, what if it's not an aramis in the sense of her yichus? She has Jewish DNA, but she's what? She's acting like an aramis. Namely, she's what? She's an avedis avedis zara. So she may be alpha bishachot Yisrael who or bishachot o Yisrael is he, but so for so for the dinim of this parsha, but she's a boil aramis. What was the problem, boil aramis? At the end, they brought them the day mikshel of avedis zara. That's what the Torah doesn't want you to be the boil aramis. My nafkamina, whether she's Jewish or whether she's not Jewish, if she's an Ovedis Avedis Zara, thus is for the parsha for Baal Aramis, is the Baal Aramis. That's Chiddush number one, the Rebbe of Rambam. Okay, I can hear it. Not a bad smart, I can hear it. Chiddush number two, says Rebbe of Rambam. What's the difference whether the man is the Yisrael and the woman's the Israelis, the woman's the Aramis, or what? Yeah. Vice versa. What's the difference of a Niveles La Arami? Would you say Kanon Pobo and Velsa Rami? Says Rav, well, why not? What's the difference? Das is a beer that's going to bring about the Zah Gefelicha, you know, Michshof and Avedah Zarah, and does a beer. What's the difference one way or the other? So just combine those two factors together. And he's assuming that what's the difference whether it's Jew or Goy? The key is the Avedah Zarah part. And what's the difference whether it's a male or female? The key is the beer shall Derech Avedah Zarah. Everyone see where he's going? Says Rabbi Gadol, to let Rachel marry John, that would be tantamount to telling Rachel to go ahead and violate the din of Baal Aramis. Because John, although he's biologically Jewish, DNA is Jewish, but the mice is being noig like a goy, he's an Ovid of a Zara. And number two, what's the difference whether it's him to her or her to him? So by telling Rachel to marry John, we are sanctioning, we are declaring, we are okay, we are accepting a marriage that is a gross, flagrant violation of the Issa D'Araisa of a Baal Aramis Peron Pagin Bay. Says Rav Rama Gadol, and what kind of an Issa is this? It's an Issa Bia, with a Chi of what? Asha, what did you call us before? A Chi of what? I mean, a Misa, Chi of Misa, because it's Kanon Pagin Bay, that sounds pretty deadly to me. My nafkamina between this and what? Baal Achaisai, Baal Bitai, Baal Achasishtai. What does the first mission Yivamis tell us? Chameshasrei Nashim Paitas Teresehen. Chameshasrei Nashim are exempt from Chalitza and Yibam. Because the whole mitzvah Yibam was never given by Mochum Gilirayas. You know what Rama Gadol says?
This is
Gilirayas. This is 16th. This is the 16th that's not in the Mishnah. Well, hang in there. This is the 16th one that's not in the Mishnah. This is also called the violation of Yibum B'machom Gili Arayis, and Yibum B'machom Gili Arayis is not Teifes, and therefore there's no Zika, and we plug in the din of Kol Eino El Yibum Eino El Chalitza, and remember this woman goes off scot-free, and that's the matir for Rachel to go off and marry whoever she pleases. She's not Zkuka Yibum, because he's an Arami Apidin. You know how long it took the Avraham Gadol to say that? One and a half, anyone see it inside? It took him 1.5 lines to say all that. Says he thinks, he's not 100% sure, he thinks nearly, Safkana, could be, that's the matir. Anyone been in Regensburg recently? That's what they talked about in Regensburg in the 1100s. This is what he came up with, this Einfeld, this Chiddush Gadol. It's Mechudish in so many different fronts. But that's our state in Rabbi Avraham Gadol. So Rabbi Say, why am I quoting this Rabbi Avraham Gadol? Don't tell me. How is he looking at Gili Arayis. Through whose eyes, strangely enough, Rav Magal, though Regensburg was not from the world of the Rambam, it was much closer to the home of the Baal HaTosis. But how was he looking at Gili Arayis? Rambam. You mean? Rambam. How could somebody dare and put Bol Aramis / Nivelis Arami, put that whole sugya into the parasha from Gili Arayis and invoke a Ptur Yibum? That is a Rambam version of Gili Arayis. Kol she'asa bi'asai, but it's a kares. What was in kares and misa? It's all the same thing. And Parshat Chemos, that didn't really matter. The Rambam was just Mar Mochamulach. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Tzeis Rosh, Tosfos in Gittin Abayz and Mabayz, Rabbeinu Tam Gittin Abayz and Mabayz, that Gili Arayis requires a sula zemut rosozeh. Please tell me who's allowed to marry John. Anybody? Nobody's allowed. No Jewish lady's allowed to marry John. He's a sula kol. And Rabbeinu Avraham Aglobal still called that Gili Arayis? That's the Rambam's version of Gili Arayis. That's not Rabbeinu Tam. That's the Baal HaTosis version of Gili Arayis. So with all the chidushim of Avraham Aglobal and all the other Mishnah disagree on every single nakuda of Avraham Aglobal is questionable. Who says it applies to Jews? Who said it applies in both directions? But this nakuda, this one quirk of Avraham Aglobal, he's assuming something about Gili Arayis. He's assuming the opposite of what all the other colleagues, all the other Baal HaTosis from Germany and France held. Nish Rabbein Adam, Nish Taisin Gittin, Nish Taisin Rosh, Nish Vesofrala, Nish Kedushin Taisin Bay, Allah Mahalach of the Baal HaTosis, throughout Kol HaTorah Kula, from Gittin to Yavamis and across the board, the Rambam Gadol is not part of that team. He's part of the Rambam team. It's not a bad team to be part of. Remember in Shulchan Aruch, some of the Rambam's team is the one that made it. They're the ones who emerged the Halacha in your day somehow. Some Rabbein Adam got lost in the shuffle. So when you read that one line in the Agos and then in the Shulta Gibra at the bottom of the Mordechai, and you hear that shot from echoing from Regensburg from the 1100s, you have to see that and realize immediately that that Rav Rama Gadol has a mindset about Gili Arayis that's much more in sync with the Rambam than with Rabbeinu Tam. Just the Ha'ar of Alma. Yeah.
Can you become Nachum Umar?
When you become Ois Mumar, yeah, become if he's Chaz B'Tshuva, yeah.
So once he's Chaz B'Tshuva...
Once the Zika's Batel, once there's no Zika at the beginning, it doesn't come back again.
The
Kiddush
wouldn't be
Tosin? Yeah. Kiddush, yeah. So would he call this such a Gili Arayis that ain't Kiddush and Tosin?
Tosin? Tosin?
Which Chavi Imam said, I don't think so.
Oh, so have we also argued that Kiddush and Tosin?
So yeah, probably the Kiddush would be Tosin. It was almost like Nidar, which is a funny Matna thing, because Nidar L'maisa is Yibum. It's a very, very Matna category.
But then he would say
it's a very strange category, yeah. Anyway, I call upon him. This is just a collector's item, this is Rav Magal. I take a look and find it yourself tomorrow. It's the bottom of the Mordechai, bottom of Shulta Kibayim, the bottom of the Mordechai, and Yavamis in the fourth pair. So basically, I'm going to go one step further to complete this picture, almost complete. We have to complete it tomorrow. I want to picture another case, another Shiloh. The Tumas Hadesh, and you can never tell which Shilas happened, which Shilas didn't happen, because a lot of his Shilas he made up, because they were so juicy, so he made them up. But this kind of a Shilas did actually happen later on. We have it documented in other posts, a similar kind of a Shilas. Ma'is HaShoya Kachoya. Maybe. Ma'is HaShoya Kachoya. Reuven is a from guy, he marries Rachel, beautiful, Shidduch man in heaven. Everything's wonderful, wonderful. He's from, she's from. Over the years, Rachel goes off the deep end. She becomes a mishumedes. We should talk, I'll link her up to marry John. We're not working next to taking care of that chilek of the pattern. So Reuven was married to Rachel, was a wonderful shidduch for a few years, and then she goes off the deep end, she becomes a mishumedes. I said, Reuven is a from guy. He's something incredible. His wife is over there, but that doesn't work. So he wants to get rid of him. He wants to divorce her, but she doesn't even want to get. She skipped town. She ran off the deep end somewhere. So he wants to marry somebody else. Okay, so if had to marry Rabban, we'll figure out how to do it. Yeah, we'll figure out Eitzes how to potentially solve these problems. So technically, Api Alocha, he's still married to what? What? Married to Rachel. How does she go now? What's her name now? Rachel. Don't say Rachel. Come on, that's not nice. A lot of nice from girls named Rachel. What? whatever. Okay, so ex Rachel. So he's married to her. So he lives. He's still again. He's still living in Lakewood. You know, he's looking around for another shidduch, and she's somewhere worshiping idols somewhere in the Far East. Whatever. Okay, good. Not so good, but good for our purposes. So then, Reuven goes ahead. He finds a nice, another shidduch. Where's a nice girl by the name of Leah, a frum girl, and she talked to his frum, and she remains frum. Nebuch tragedy strikes, and Reuven dies young, without doesn't have any children. And Leah falls for Yibum. And there's one brother. You know who the one brother is? Like, they used to have these shilas not that long ago. The one that he's stuck behind the Iron Curtain, for those who don't know what that is. That was the communism days. We can't get the other brother. Those are real shilas that happened. You can't get him. You can't. She can't find it. It's not Shaykh. She's not going to. In the old days, the guy who moved to Australia, you can't get him. It's not Shaykh. So now Leah is mamish in a pickle. She's a kuka. Leibum to the new brother. The brother Levi, somewhere tucked away and living in Siberia. Russians aren't letting him out, and they're not letting us in. So now Leah's bumps up the creek. She's up the creek without a paddle. She's a Yagun, she's a Yavam Lashok. Any ages?
Rachel is a Kuka. Why is he a Kuka more than his first wife?
They're both Kukas. But the one who's worshipping idols in India is not asking a Shilas.
We should
have both
the same principle.
She's
also to him
as a.
Say it to words.
She's a what?
Who's us and who?
That other lady, the ex-Rachel, who's worshiping. So she's asura to marry. And listen to this. She's worshiping idols in the Far East. He, the Yavam, is stuck in the Gulag in Siberia. So the two of them cannot get married. You know why? What kind of issue would that be? Boil a ramas can I buy you by? The Hester Misa. Boil a ramas can I buy? What? Wait. Oh, wait. But Leah. Leah's from and the guy the gulag's from. No, what is it? Call it's a Tsaras Erva. Because Rachel never took a get 20 years ago since he blighted his wife. She's still Reuven's wife up he did. They haven't been living together for 20 years. So what? They're still being married. They're full-fledged husband and wife. So now the frum girl, who's Nebuch Leah, who's waiting, she's living. So you have Leah's in Lakewood. She's in India. And the brother's in Siberia. So the lady in Lakewood is Ptura from Yibum and Chalitza because it's given. It's Sarah Sarva. Pretty wacky, right? Pretty wild. So Tumas Hadeshin addresses Shiloh. This Shiloh, I don't know what happened in today's room, but this Shiloh happened later on. We have a documented Shiloh. This kind of a Shiloh. Believe it or not, in the Nebuchadnezzar Torah, this is a real Shiloh. So what do you think? It's Tzara Sarva? Can't be Tzara Sarva.
I'm saying the brothers, Erva to off the
Darach line? Right. And now the frum girl in Lakewood is the Tsaras Erva. Because remember, that's the Din by Yavamas. Once one of the women are off limits, all the women in that whole bias are off limits. So the Truman Sedeshin says the answer is that is not correct. Even someone who go out on the limb to look for Ramagol, if you don't look for Ramagol, this whole thing doesn't stop. But even if Ramagol is right, this application is incorrect. Why? It's against Taiz and Yavamis that base.
Wait.
Taiz came to the realization that Nida is not Pateras Teras. There's no one under the sun ever said that Nida is going to be Pateras Teras. Right? That's crazy. So if you remember, Taiz said, why is it Nida Pateras Teras? Because it's not Dumya Tawa. Remember we said that? We talked about this last week. And Tosis, what is that quality? What's the characteristic? It's not Dubya Nachasishno. Asula Zem Uteras Zem. Remember, Tosis never went further than that. Tosis stopped. Who added on to the piece of the puzzle? Who said what? Tosis Rosh said, and therefore, need is what? Nida is not an Erva, right? Remember we pointed this out last week. But those who didn't want to go down Rabbeinu Tam, those who didn't make that extension of Tazer Rosh, those who don't want to say that Asul Zeh B'Tazer Zeh is Kevei of the Shem Erva, even they have to agree, push comes to shove, that the Pater Tzarasa, it has to be Dumya to what? We said this last week. It's got to be Dumya Tachas Ishtar. So whether you think a need to Israel is not an Erva, whether you think Mumeris Israel is not an Erva, the Pater Tzarasa, that's Exeris Akos, has got to be Dumya Tachas Ishtar. That's Chayt Lo Yavor. This case of Mumeres is not Dumi Tachas Ishtar. So even if Rabbi Avraham Golo is right that the Isser of Kanoim Pogimbo can get you off the hook, maybe it'll save you, like in Rabbi Avraham Golo's case, but to have it save your co-wife, to have it knock off your tzara, for that you have to go down the route of Achas Ishtar, and it's not Dumi Tachas Ishtar. Whatever you think about Rabbi Tam and the Ram is irrelevant. The part that Tzoros has got to be that model. The Torah creates that model of Achaz Ishtai, and it's Chosr in that model. It says Chosr, it's felt in that model of Achaz Ishtai, and therefore the game's up. It's not going to be able to invoke the Ptur of Tzoros. Okay, so we'll meet Rabbi Gadol halfway. So Rabbi Gadol's case, maybe Ken Zion will be Nozika, but the Tumas Adeshin's extrapolation to Adesh says Ad Kan V'Leyes. In my case, it's not going to work. So in case you're interested in the inner workings of the drama of the Middle Ages, so this is all an extension of that. It's all getting updated. It's everything I'm talking about just depends on how the chips fall and the basin and basin and stuff is getting. It means, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that Erechad Snam Bisurin, and the Gemara said that Eind of Asher Pachas Mishnayim, and Nida falls in between the cracks. And what do you do with that piece of information? So Rabbi Natam and the Taisun and the Tezerush made up a whole picture out of, a whole mountain out of that. That Nida is not really an Erva. Why is Nida not an Erva? Because it's a Surah Lakol, and that by definition undermines the entire parashah of Arayas, and the Rambam didn't say that. So according to the Rambam, we could discuss Rabbi Avraham Gadol being correct. Maybe with all the Chedushim, all the trimmings of Rabbi Avraham Gadol. But the Tumas Adeshin says the buck stops here. Even Naniach, that Rabbi Avraham Gadol is right, he's right in his case. But the Lifta Tzarasa, that's a non-starter. Because that's against Need on the base in Maseches Yevamos. Everyone with us? Okay. We have one last akuda. Maybe we'll pick it up tomorrow on the sugya. It won't take us too long, a couple of minutes. And then maybe we'll do a little Yom Kippur tomorrow, okay? So a little Debrei Chizuk V'Sarvus before Yom Kippur. And then Thursday, guys, seriously, guys, will be on Zoom on Thursday? We really do have Shir on Thursday. Don't we have Shir on Thursday?
Yeah,
it'll be whatever time we decide. It's gonna be anyone who's giving Shia on Thursday has this chus to decide when they want to say Shia. Me go that I could not say Shia. I can decide when I'm going to say Shia. Okay? All right. Okay. Okay. Mincha does one that Mincha, 1:15, there's a Mincha downstairs.